From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
She is passionate about family caregiving and intent on creating scholars committed to it. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is the Dean of the School of Social Work at Howard University, Dr. Sandra Edmonds-Crew. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you have been a professor of social work and gerontologist here at the university for well over a decade. Tell me a little bit about why you got into and how you got into social work.
Thank you, President Frederick. My journey into social work really started when I was a teenager, and I was involved in desegregation of a high school. And as I desegregated the high school, I realized that some of my peers had more support than others. And I also realized how some were devastated by the pejorative statements that were made, but yet others had resilience. So I decided that I could make a difference in the lives of individuals who were facing oppression and discrimination. Thus, I was led to social work.
Now, you said you obviously desegregated the school. What was your childhood like, and what about it gave you that resilience that you impart on others today?
Well, I was born in rural America and in one of the poorest counties in the nation, which I realized later on in life. But my childhood was a very strong family, both extended family as well as communities. So I'm still very much engaged with that community. So my childhood was really attending a three-room elementary school, having been nurtured by three very strong women teachers. So I understood the power of teaching and the passion that went along with that. And so that certainly transcended into my spiritual development. And my parents just had a love for education, although they were not as fortunate as their four children have been. They insisted that we would all graduate from college and be the best members of the community that we could be. Actually, my first career choice was engineering. That's because my brother was an engineer, a Howard graduate, I would say. But sort of what my journey that took me to the field of social work is that, I first attended Virginia Tech University and attended there in the area of sociology because social work wasn't offered in a lot of programs there. But I knew then that I wanted to be a social worker. So I studied sociology. And then I moved to Catholic University, and where I received my bachelor's degree and my master's degree in social work. So those sort of two came together as I sort of started thinking about how I could best make a difference. So that that career as a student ended with me becoming a social worker at a local housing authority. And once I became a social worker at a local housing authority, my career began to escalate, and where I quickly became a part of the managerial and executive level and ended up there as an executive director of a housing authority. But I received students as MSW students as interns. And as the students would come to me as interns, I would start teaching them about research. And they said, Ms. Crew, you really need to become a professor. And I had decided that that was not going to be my career path because my sister had earned her PhD from Virginia Tech, and that seemed to be a pretty rigorous experience to me. So, what happened is the students really convinced me that I could make a difference because my plan was to become the secretary of HUD. That was my plan. So when I decided to go to Howard University to come and to end my career with an HBCU degree, so I was very passionate about HBCUs, but I had not had that experience. So that led me to Howard since I lived in Washington, D.C.
Now, obviously, your research interests have been broad. But as we talk about the topic of family and the family's ability to caregive, tell us a little bit about what your research interest has led you, especially in the construct of where we are today in our society.
Caregiving is growing. It's a growing need for caregivers as we look at baby boomers coming into our midst, and they are now caregiving for their older relatives because with longevity, that's happening. But I have the privilege and sometimes the burden and responsibility of being a caregiver for my mother, who will soon turn 90, who has some form of dementia. So as I sort of thought about my journey into caregiving, I thought it really made a lot of sense to really blend my scholarship with that as well as I began to kind of think about that. So it's been really important for me to help others to realize the importance of the care that they provide and paying attention to the care that they provide, because a major issue with caregiving is stress. So if a member of the family is the sole person responsible for the caregiving can become a negative. So in order for it to become a positive, as social workers, we believe in the strengths perspective. So therefore, it becomes really important to approach caregiving in a way that not only that you care for the person, but you care for yourself at the same time. Otherwise, the stress will become the overriding factor. So my research has really been thinking about caregiving, thinking about grief and loss, thinking about family dynamics in caregiving, and, you know, which of the children end up with the yeoman's responsibility for caregiving, and how the other members of the family can support with that.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is the Dean of the School of Social Work here at Howard University, Dr. Sandra Crewe. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, to change gears a little bit, as you look at the field of social work, you've obviously been a practitioner, been in the field, have had a significant experience, and now you have the daunting, if not great privilege, to have the opportunity to fill the pipeline with new practitioners. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the greatest challenges in doing that, as well as what has changed significantly from your experience as a practitioner to what you think your students who graduate now will face?
Okay. Our new students are exciting. They're excited about making a change in the world. So one of the greatest challenges that I see that we're facing is to make sure that we have them focus on the broad needs of the community, but yet specialize at the same time. So we still want to save the world. We still want to do that. However, sometimes to be effective, we have to be more concerned with outcomes. So therefore, that's a challenge to have our students really think about collective outcomes. They can speak with you and tell you very clearly how they help Mrs. Jones move from point A to point B. But if I ask those questions about, you know, how as a profession have you made an impact on the lives of people, that's a challenge, because most social workers really start with the notion, we're a helping profession, I really want to help. Although there's a cadre of social workers in the area of administration. So, and in response to your next question and query, is that I was always a part of that cadre of social workers where I was always interested in community organization, management, and leadership. So this is sort of a natural progression for me. Yeah. It is not sort of stepping out of social work. It's stepping into it at a different point in time. So I find the responsibility as a dean always challenging, but mostly exciting. It's an exciting time when a student really comes and say that they got it. Not only did they get it, they were able to help someone to achieve their goals. It's an exciting time when you meet with alumni and they tell you that because of their experience with the Black perspective at the Howard University School of Social Work, they were able to make a difference on the legislative forefront. And so they were able to have a policy regarding mental health enacted. As you know, social workers provide 80% of the mental health counseling in this country. So when we are able to, I'm able to see that the curriculum that we package really makes that difference, then I can sometimes get through the administrivia to get to that and to that person that I call a Howard-prepared social worker.
Yeah.
which makes a difference. And that simply means that they are concerned about the individual within the context of society.
You spoke about policy, and when I look at our current news cycles that we've been in with respect to policing, et cetera, I often think that we're missing a gap, again, of a role that social workers can play in terms of in the community messaging, as you mentioned before, but also in terms of really getting the different aspects to look at the communities more holistically. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what your perspective about that is.
I think, President Frederick, it's really important to look at a community holistically. What we began to see with some of the incidents we've had around the country is that we're sort of starting after the situation has erupted, rather than working with communities all along. I have the privilege of working with public housing communities across the country and working with the residents there. And what they often say is that they really need social workers and not paper workers. Yeah. And so what that means is that they need someone to really help them to navigate the various resources that are out there. So if we start paying attention to the metrics, high employment rate, paying attention to health disparities, paying attention to child care needs, parenting needs, not only single parents, but young parents, grandparents raising grandchildren, another whole area. If we focus on that before the problem emerges, then we can eliminate some of the problems that we see downstream.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And more importantly, I think looking for solutions beyond what is right in front of us is part of what, you know, we must stand up and do. So that's great. Your school takes a trip to South Africa every year, and I had the privilege of joining you on that journey. Tell my audience a little bit about why South Africa and what the purpose of that trip is.
The human rights. Social justice is what social work really is about at the core of it. So students about 6 years ago decided that they wanted to have the alternative spring break experience and have an international experience. We selected Cape Town, South Africa, because of its rich history with social justice and human rights. So when we take them there, we're able to also have them to realize our sixth principle of the Black perspective, which is internationalization, which means that to be an effective social worker, you really must understand about different cultures. And so we go and we take them so they embrace how other social workers in Cape Town are able to handle the disparities that they are experiencing. So students always go with the notion of they're going to take their expertise there, and they come back realizing that they have gained much more than they've ever given. But one of the important aspects of that program is that we have a paying it for it dimension of that. So the students, the 24 students who go each year, collect monies from the students who went the former year and take that to an organization and to say, we are here to help. And so they really become servant leaders in a different way. So that is probably one of the most enriching experiences that some of our students have. But I think, President Frederick, it's also important to note that in social work, our students are providing 1,000 hours of community service right here in the DMV area as well. So they're able to blend the experiences that they have in their field agencies here with the agencies within Cape Town. So that it just makes them better social workers, and that's what we all strive to be.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been the Dean of the School of Social Work, Dr. Sandra Crew. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.